right, we are back on your radio again. It's Wednesday, the 28th of September, 2022. Good evening to you and welcome to this special broadcast. It is brought to you by Government Communications and Information System. And as usual, we bring you informative, not so entertaining, but so educative. What's entertaining about it is South Africa needs to be entertained by information. Standaga binjoke entertainment is into is wrong out of the sivuli of frame konala. You know, as we just going straight, and here's a there goes an off ramp, shot left. And that's what we are. My name is Mosotho Stone, and we are here together up until 7 o'clock. And tonight we are looking into one of those very rarely spoke about, and I'm going to try that we don't speak too much English to it, because abantwana bayatshontshwa, and we're calling it human trafficking. Abantwana they get lost, and you never get to see the child again. Uyephi? Kwenzakaleni? And what are some of these things? Kapel, because you might find that the poor kid is suffering somewhere in another country without a passport, without any identification, without any close people that she could refer to and all those. Now, that is what we will be talking about, saying the definitions of and the types of human trafficking, the red flags for parents to look out for in their teen when something is fishy. Let me just put it that way, because when you say, you know, we know exactly what we're talking about. The protective measures that we need to be talking about, and also talking to teens about the human trafficking, you know, these things of going online and seeing some nice looking face. Kanti, behind the face, there's a big wolf waiting for you. And online safety tips, that's what we're going to be talking about. And also, we would like to hear from you in terms of experiences. I know I'm going to speak a lot about our borders tonight with regards to the challenges that they have in terms, you know, when they say Border Management Act, Tina, we're looking at being xenophobic, but there is something more drastic and serious beyond xenophobia. Not undermining that xenophobia is what it is. However, let's just make sure that we know exactly what we are doing. And tonight, I got two guests that I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves. It's always nice to hear from the horse's mouth, but they are not horses. They are people, but the figure of speech says, I got two horses that are going to turn into people once they tell you who they are. All right. And you are welcome to call us on 0800-142-446, 0800-142-446. And those who are not yet home, just tell them about that number when they get back. Also, we know that we got those who are a bit shy. They cannot speak live like I do. They need to be pre-recorded like Finky. And 0659355488, 0659355488. I'm talking about Fenki because he's good at producing adverts, so he needs to be recorded first. Thank you to Fenki Matimela. He's making sure that we're coming out live to you so very well. And tonight we are having Gavin Sandler. So just say sawubona baba, and let's see what he's got to say. Without any further ado, Malum Dumela.
Dumela.
Okay, it's ready.
Yeah. Okay. Ke leboge tshone e ke filong gape. O tlo bua ka human trafficking.
Yes.
Lina Buti Koloani from Department of Social Development, yes. The Victim yes. Empowerment and Prevention of Gender-Based Violence Directorate.
And they always say, every time you speak that title, they'll always write for me, you are a social work policy manager. And I'm like, we're going to talk about these policies tonight and attach all these things that we've been talking about and say, what are policies doing for us? And emphasize on the importance of policy based on, because I believe policies were actually derived out of all these experiences that we've been talking about? I would welcome and just introduce yourself to the listeners.
My name is Melton Mutenga, social worker from Gender Based Violence Command Center.
Of course, the languages of South Africa. South African.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me as well.
Thank you.
Motswana kwa mekhone o utlwa ngwa utlwa.
Yeah.
Lelime ke lone le tlapalang. Sometimes it gets cramps, but it's okay. So if you feel like you want to have cramps with your tongue, let's talk human trafficking, but let's also get to know what are the experiences. Limpopo is something else these days. The borders to Mozambique, Komatipoort and White River and all those. And we know what happened to the Gadis child and all that stuff. Probably it was one of those things. And the remorseless people behind all these kind of things. South Africa is facing a very serious challenge. Bramil, you're from Limpopo.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. I was telling you earlier about Polokwane. You were telling me about a whole bunch of stories. Brabuti was talking to us that he's actually so shocked that clubbing these days,
it's too much.
Our kids do not know what they're doing. During our clubbing times, we used to know chemicals as something in the periodic table. These days, it's an advantage to get trafficked. Let's get to the point where, without speaking to the definition of trafficking, because the difference between trafficking on the road and trafficking somewhere else is that road traffic is just a convoy, Brabuti. It's a convoy. It's a street that's full of cars that are going somewhere, but at that time they don't look like they're going anywhere. But we're talking about serious trafficking, and South Africans, I would like to believe they know how to read at this point in time. They're busy googling human trafficking. But now let's speak to this term in real terms, starting with Milton, in this regard, to say your understanding. I'm still going to ask all of you to define your own understanding of trafficking, because it happens everywhere in our communities. Umtana, we are lahleka. How do kids get lost when they know home? I mean, a 14-year-old kid has always went to school and came back. On that day, how do they decide that they don't come back, really?
You know, on that question, I can say, let me say, just put it as a statement, like we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
You know, matsatsi ane, banaba compete.
Yes.
Especially banyana.
Peer pressure?
Peer pressure, Leona. Antse ba compete, ne? Ari ke ngwana ke ona le 14 years or 15 years. Ke nako tsa etsetsa o thomo, or maybe wa jole or something. So ba compete ka nkali ya paro, miriri, di phone.
Yes.
And if you can check on another nali router, the pocket router.
Yes.
And then if you are one, unali pocket router, or say it's an iPhone. Someone doesn't have that thing. And then we have these people that we call what? Blessers.
Oh yeah. Sugar daddies.
Sugar daddies.
Blessers
and okay, yeah. Most of them, you find that they are not South Africans. They are foreigners. Like you were saying now or not. South Africa, South Africans, we are being labeled what to be xenophobic. You as a parent wouldn't be happy to see that your daughter now she comes back home around what 10 o'clock, but school is still na kumang kaboma 3.
Ish.
Waban. Mwana ukutla ka 10 o'clock. Ukutla ka excuse. No, I was with my friend. We were doing the homework and stuff. But all along, she used to do her homework
from school.
Waban.
From school.
Or go school.
Or
Because I remember even during our days, when I was still in high school, we will do the homework. It's around nako kai go school.
Na huna le study.
Late studies. Yes. Morning studies. But these days, like, except workata peer pressure and competition.
Yes, yes.
obona di router di iPhone mirere and all those things di aparo okay oh this one she's forever clean and then she happened to bump with this guy Scotzling ba morop or not you can have that life you can live that life you can have everything but somewhere somehow parents tend to be what ignorant of those things why ngwana ka gona apara cavelo or Lacoste na papa or na mama ya ke say afford why ngwana ka no ana le Brazilian hair ke yo sa dread makeup but na mama ya le papa we have never bought those things wa bona ba computer ka le di aparo those things like ke chokirina they compete ngwana ona le iPhone but wena papa you can't afford to buy an iPhone wa bona so that's where those things starts and you know like we were talking kiri I once worked go Rustenville
yes
ne these guys it's like ukaring ne ukaring
a cabal
ba ba ukar ba ugruma nyana ba ufa that thing you know nice life and all those things and so regularly aparo di iPhone u isa di club ngo sining ning ke o so tswere 10000 it's okay 10000 because mama le papa ba na yona
right boy
jiki jiki after some few years or some few months kiri wana le yana le you are dating
yes
then he gets tired of you he start instructing you or not you need to do what sleep with my friends or else I will kill your family and or else I know your little brother utsena ko kae school and these things we do watch them kodi movie if you can
yes.
check
yes.
and kodi moving ne?
Emotional manipulation
yes kodi moving those movies that are teaching us something but we are ignorant of those things babon and we tend to say that we not go like entertain that kita watsa go di moving and all those things
yes
if you do watch Gomora morning wanyana ole what was happening to her she was coming back with phone with chalet and then the stepmother was like no I can't afford those things can't ngwanyana ole and it happened the same thing that I'm talking about
yeah.
The guy came in he slept with her then arigne wara uetla wara tsena a robala le yena and that's what we're talking about ne that's how na I understand uri ne human trafficking ithoma ona mo
yes
some of them kita watseletsang tsa peer pressure because they are competing these girls and then some of them it's kele uri not ne maybe they are being forced into all these things wa bona some get like kitchokering ne ba bangwe yone ya rockerite I've been buying you this.
Yes.
Wa mu controller no, wa mu threaten or not. I will kill your family. I will do this and that. I remember I used to have this client of mine go Rustenville.
Yes.
She was like, you know, my parents lost their two houses to the foreigners. How? Because of her. She was feeling guilty or not because she felt that the Nigerians told her or not you are owing us this much. But let me not say Nigerians. Arrengne, these guys were doing human trafficking. Mostly it's what it's
they
foreign.
Were not South African they were, nationals.
Yeah, most of Let's them yeah, it's right. Let me say foreigners. They are the ones who are doing these things. You know, because of what little nabo ausbaruna baratalilo.
Yes.
Somehow I can say kaba blame. But sometimes I don't blame them. Why when a situation ya kwa hai.
Yes. South Africa is one of the most impoverished country in the world. We always hear those reports all over the place. Mm. And you are speaking so well.
Yes. And if you can check more South Africa, it's very much accommodative.
Yes.
I believe or not. Ne,
South Africa belongs to all who live in it, by the way.
Yeah, it belongs to all who live in it.
Well, in a nice way.
Yes. Do you think we're now on unknown? Mr. Kulwan, do you think you can go to Nigeria and start selling drugs or doing this thing of human trafficking?
You'll be hanged, Baba.
You will be hanged. But yes. Moms, aunts, ne, we are lenient with these guys. And why did the rail like Abu Bon? And so now we are having this thing, human trafficking.
Yes. Tonight we are talking human trafficking in persons and from the 1st of October to the 7th of October, if I'm not mistaken. The first week of October is focusing on trafficking in persons.
Yes.
And it's an awareness that the Social Development Department is actually embarking on. this time around looking into the use and abuse of technology. We are just trying to put context and abstract to the topic. And Milton is raising quite very prominent, sort of accusations to some. But anybody who would like to justify it will be very interesting to hear the justification or to hear your side of the story, because anyway, it's not your word against Milton's words. Milton is a researcher. He works, as he says, he had clients called Rosettenville. Rosettenville, many of you knows it as Kodipere. You know, many people, they know that, you know, it's almost like your Durban July kind of in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. It's just like your JNB Met in Cape Town, where a lot of horses get to compete quite a lot. But these days, it's not horses. Hence, I did say, until they speak their names, I'll just say you'll hear it from the horse's mouth. It's the same thing as I'm saying to say, this day and age, they no longer trade with horses. They trade with people. And we will come at some point, maybe next week, to talk about human trafficking that involves body parts. Today, we are looking into morality. The morality of what gets people to be trafficked. And Milton just said a very, very important story. Now, let's get to the inroads. What brings us here in the first place? Social development having to deal with these things. And by the way, I'm going to say, Milton, to you that South Africa is hopeless when it comes to selling body parts, because our babies are in Nyaope, so they don't qualify. That's just one. But in terms of sexual abuse, in terms of emotional manipulation, as you're saying, people got to lose houses. That's emotional manipulation. That's GBV, mm-hmm. You know. They're saying, what is it? Emotional abuse.
Emotional abuse.
I wanted to. Now, as Milton is speaking like this, Ndatekulwane, what comes to mind in terms of this development of policies? We get into meetings. We get worried about what Milton is talking about. Milton and I, we do research. I'm a journalist. He is a researcher in his own right with the, working with people who are going through Tutense Chile. Let me just put it that way. It's not only drugs. It's everything that happens. Ko Josie in that. Debare Josie mabone marotla shwamfana. But these days in Durban is the same thing. In Cape Town, Kopolokwa, Venda, ko Toyando. Coronias turned into something else. And we all know that. That is one village where you'll never believe things happen. And they do happen. Now, let's put a little bit of policy kind of thing in there. Let's put a little bit of contextual South African stand in terms of social development that is a custodian of making sure that we live a better life beyond just getting SASSA.
Yeah, no, thanks, Ndate, and Kilebuha, Milton, for at least trying, to bring it to reality.
Yes.
You know, it's like, what is really happening out there?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the experiences of people, challenges that people are facing, in communities, in their homes, we have to then, document those experiences and into policy.
Yeah.
That is, I always say to colleagues that, as policy makers, I don't think we can be so intelligent to be able to respond, appropriately to the needs of people. It's people they experience whatever they experience, they bring it to our attention, then we put it down into policy documents. So in response, yes. These types of challenges have always been there for a very, very long time. But I mean, it was only in 2013 when an act was drawn. Yeah, the prevention and combating
only
of trafficking.
In 2013?
It was in 2013 in that. And the implementation commenced August, the 9th of August 2015. So, but anyway, it is to respond, you know, to those kind of challenges. But what is happening now, next week, the first week of October, is the National Trafficking in Persons Awareness Week. So, which means... we have to create awareness. People should understand what human trafficking is and how to protect themselves. And we really appreciate this opportunity, Obama, to also talk about it. But then, as you said, use and abuse of technology, you know, as the theme. This is the theme that came from the United Nations. The 30th of July is the international International Day Against Trafficking in Persons.
Yes, we so were here actually together. We were having a program around that time.
Yes,
about that.
But then as South Africa, we have our National Trafficking Persons Awareness Week. So Milton, his explanation also takes us into, you know, explaining the issues around the abuse of technology, because traffickers are using technology, modern technology, you know, to lure young girls or to lure, you know, the people that are vulnerable, to also keep them under their control. It's still technology that is being used. Exactly. It is also being used, you know, as he's just mentioned, internationally, you know, we have, you know, these syndicates, and they are able to operate using internet just to be able to run, you know, these illegal businesses. So, young people, unfortunately, are attracted to technology and then, I mean, to these expensive gadgets.
Yes.
And unfortunately, those are the gadgets that are being used, you know, to control them, the traffickers. And so those are things that parents should really take seriously. Thank you.
All right. Trafficking in human persons. That is TIP, and we are in conversation with the Abuti Buti Kolwane and also Milton Mutenga from Social Development. One is responsible for putting legislature, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say putting Mulao in place, Umteto, to make sure that, you know, we're not just afraid of Umteto, we understand the concept behind these policies being done. They are not done to intimidate you or to bully you into being a behaving person. First and foremost, we were born good. So we only start picking up these things. Kastwana, they say, Mashi ke pepa ke liesi, selabe sitla le motsa khamelo. It means, you know, the milk is pure originally from its source. The first time it gets to be contaminated is when it hits the bucket. Mashike pepa ke le nosi selabe setla le motsa khamelo. So who he was carrying the bucket? Obviously, COVID didn't just spread itself. So I'll just stop it there, because we'll talk about it the other time. And you are welcome to come in. You are welcome to speak. Some of those families, you've lost a child. It's been years. You don't even know where they are. And as South Africa as it is, most of our South Africans are not travelers to your neighboring countries. We cannot even take a taxi to go to Zimbabwe. We always complain about Zimbabweans coming in. We never take a taxi to... I'm not talking Brabuti and Milton. I'm not talking about you. Ukrile bona sinyana unta au sinyana orikia Swaziland to the bushfire thing. You know, that one, it's planned. You're going kapleini, you hire a car on the other side, or you hire a chauffeur and stuff. I'm saying you will normally take a bus to Cape Town. You'll normally take a bus to Durban. You'll never take a bus to Kimberley. But you'll never take a bus to Harare. Never. Gavin, you've never done that. Fenki, I don't even see you going there. As old as I am, the perception we have about Zimbabwe is it's a place not to go to. It's a place with no opportunities. But I'm not saying Zimbabwe. I'm not saying Nigerian. I'm saying there is a confusion in South Africa about the way we see foreign nationals because of these kind of things. Simply because
Nobody flies to Nigeria. Only people who fly to Nigeria, you either work for MTN or you work for some South African or an opportunity, United Nations, for instance. Indeed, yes. You might be working for all those. But going to Abuja just to go and have some nice fun. You don't even know how nice the fish is in Lagos.
Yeah. Mm.
Because some of us, we do know. But an ordinary South African would accept a child that gets lost for 20 years and nothing is happening. It's like, they're gone. Up until these days now that we see that the last time their status was, they were going to see someone. You know, we check people with statuses these days to see what was the last status they would do. It's like, going to check my friend somewhere. We do those things. 0800-142-446. If you keep quiet, you know very well that where do you, which stone do you live under? I'm sure it's not me. Nagemusutu stone. Nobody lives here. If you don't really know what we're talking about and you make excuses that you don't know what human trafficking is, people like that should be arrested, according to my... Because how do you eat your school fees? 12 years of school, and you just don't know that. Let's even say go up to grade 5. You should be knowing what human trafficking is, especially that... Bramilton, I mean, what kind of victims, or in your understanding... Who are mostly victims in this whole process? Because we will talk about syndicates, but let's talk about people who are affected by these under normal in South Africa.
All I can say is that, especially in Pretoria, or let me say in South Africa, the whole country.
Most Pretoria of them, being an example.
Yeah, Pretoria being in Pretoria and Joburg being an example.
Okay.
My student, Dikibo, not too much. They are being trafficked.
Yes.
And then I check and they compete a lot. You know, today it's Wednesday. Very weekend the Pitori, I think.
Yes.
I'm sure you have heard all those stories.
In fact, you can see my face as I say yes.
Very Pitori our now weekend. It's every day. One out of vendor. Utlemo Pitori or Utsualiko Deben or go northwest, Tamo Pitori Utlakoskolo. Avitakamo, Wabono Rocker, right? Pilomo Mose Umnat, Krele boyfriend Gimelte, Notamaka BM or Mercedes Benz.
Music and life.
Umnat. That's why I read it la Bunga weekend or during the week. Wabon, maybe Nakiko leafing or something. She doesn't care, and as long as she's having nice time. And then that's where things start. That's when these foreigners, Baba target our namo.
Students.
Yes. If you can check, there's a street here, Onamo Acadia. If you are driving past there, you'll find them, these people, Kostrate.
Yes.
They are there, withdraw all those things. And then Baba recruiter. They call, Ufonla Chomia Eko Venda. Or Ufonla Chomia Eko Kai. Or northwest. I'm talking of some people that I know.
Ziakib.
Yeah, not that I have too much information.
Look,
the thing is,
I'm going to just correct people here.
Yes.
That the Kolwane, you did say it very well. Those who sit in the offices do not mainly have the idea. They sat in offices because of the hard work they did at school and achieved. But there's no one who's as wise as a streetwise person.
Yes.
That's the best research you can ever do. I'm not defending. I am just making it clear out there to say nobody's painting anybody with a brush, but Matlo Asheb, Zebedi Awukwa, and those things, they do not have props or, you know, we see things.
You know,
why we grew up. We were once their age. So I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah.
And let
you know,
continue.
You know why I can just say, my student, my recruiter, my phone line, you find them, most of them, more people, they are no longer even students. She's renting a bachelor flat or three or four bedroom flat. It's costing close to 8,000.
Yes. That's a normal price now, right?
As pa ni muthu o. And ona loyi put sorry. We crack I chelet. Ya rent. Wena o spanang. You are struggling to getting even a bachelor.
Yes.
Because maybe of credit score or something.
You have to wana, stay eco social go.
Yeah. One of those things about it. Every weekend the muthu wa so you tla no ba bona ko di flatting away miko gating. Today ba mo nkile ka Range Rover. And I want to look at these guys, they are foreigners.
Mm.
And again, I get it by recruiter. Banalo, Barry Corona, Majitamo, South Africa. Runa are dizzy.
And we know that very.
Yes.
I just want to. You're saying it in Sipitori. I just want the Cape Townians and the Devonites to understand what you say.
Yes.
Exactly in the way that you say.
Yes.
We're not that generous.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we pay tax. Anyway,
so
go on.
You know, varying, let me put it in this way. Like we were discussing before we came
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
Do you think, Gaspar, I'm working, I get paid month end, do you think I can just take 10,000 kifemu to Rikerovitsiliana? So these foreigners, because they don't know this hard work or reverekali ingria tua fru. Bona ke ba tsebore na chalte ba ikra simple ka eng ka ka o rexali drugs yona human trafficking they have bana le club hijacked flats and all those things ba phela bana leng bana le chalete or 10,000 if you can let's drive here ko Sunnyside ne rena le ma police ano and say let's just stop one Nigerian car you can find close to 50,000 inside
exactly.
The car but when I can only find maybe the coins so nwanyana because of what but after these Nigerians, they end up like each other, they end up owing my Nigeria for foreigners. But after material things, especially my student, they like competing. And then they tend to do it. They end up doing what? Forgetting or utletse ingi mo Pitori, or utletse ingi mo Gauteng, or ko Durban, or ko Cape Town, wherever mo aling ko teng. Because some of them, I abasa feta school. Badula kodikai, kodi fleteng tsama Nigeria, banotsena batho ba robale le bona and all those things. Why one? So that's why I think most of the people who are the targets, especially in these two cities, Pretoria and Joburg.
And Johannesburg.
It's students. And again, the plekete, they are close liko locations.
Yes.
Pitori, Rali Sosha, Mamelodi, Atteridgeville. Renali banyana ba kwa Atteridgeville.
Yes, the
Lotus Gardens and stuff.
Danville.
Kiri ba bona lifestyle ya ka mo Pitori banyana ba ko Pitori mo se
ba phila
philo mnati ka mo. Le bona they start to do what by joining that group. Ujiwa like that.
I don't know if you've been to Durban lately and see how the CBD is like.
Yeah, I've been there last time yana.
Isn't it Hillbrowish?
Yeah, something like that.
Isn't it Nate Kolwane?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, Cape Town has its own little slum Nigerian places. As you go up Salt River, Woodstock, and all those places. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Milton is talking about for all those national. Now, like I say, without undermining any business, you know Koroni in Gotoyando. You know how it tend to be from a super four-star hotel into some clubbing kind of where people are frolicking there and it started like Polokwane itself, Church Street. We know very well what's happening over there. So basically I'm trying to expand what Milton is saying to all our big cities and Mafikeng itself these days. It's a haven of such. I mean, the beautiful suburb of Gulfview has turned into some old looking. It reminds me of those Nigerian movies where you see a suburb that has turned into something less than a village.
I remember when I was still staying in Joburg, I would be passing here, going to Venda or going to Cullinan.
Yes.
You know, I used to admire Pretoria. And say this is the cleanest town ever, cleanest city
ever. That's what got me to stay here.
I will drive kamo pitori ne kire no aitswani le jobeke pela no gas drive around bo 8 or 9.
Never.
So mo pitori you can drive around 8 or 9.
Yes.
Those days I think about 2013 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I used to walk maybe from Central kitle kamo Sunnyside. But no, you will never walk.
Never.
You won't. Because, you know, these traffickers, ne, they are working with what? Libo Nyaope boys.
Yes.
You know.
Most definitely.
I will say, ne, but sorry, sometimes it's better. Ne, aritza marilate banabaru nako skolong. Asitza skol. Because this thing of, I know, utla khutla, it's not far. Okay, fletenki ona mo kone.
Or even not even having a relationship when tatekola, with the driver of...
Yeah.
The car that transport. Takes your the transport that takes your kid to school.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself, because like we say, people are desperate for money.
Yes.
And this poor guy could one day be given that 15,000 that me and you don't walk around holding.
Yeah.
You know, because Rona Corona Chalte Yetamudu, man, very soon you'll be hearing that Musoto Stone I blew it.
Mm.
You know, and you know what that means. So we are inviting you into this conversation by dialing 0800-142-446. We're inviting also via WhatsApp. You can send either text, you can sign a voice. You are welcome. And also, you know, let's not talk complaining. You see, I welcome Milton because I deliberately, when we met, I said deliberately, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to highlight the realities of what causes this. Because we all know this. It's happening. It's just that we like talking sekhoa, by paying school fees to come and speak to people who are desperate and being hijacked and trafficked and all that stuff. Because poverty is the main thing, as you said, Milton, as the one of the main causes where it starts. I ain't got money. Ang na mal. Hey, injala bra. It does not have intang. You know, hunger.
Because if I can give
hunger for anything. Let's not even talk about stomach hunger.
Yes.
Mental hunger.
Yes.
Whatever. Soulful hunger.
Yes.
All those. That's
if,
where
if you can
they
check
get
even
in.
The,
yes.
the stories ago, Govenda, ne?
Yeah.
There were people who were banned inside the car. Bantse wa utswa bana.
Mm.
And you know, I can relate a little na mo Gauteng.
Yes.
You know, these guys bona ba di human trafficking traffickers. I think ba bereka le people ba bona mo South Africa ba fitla re bua ka taeng ya poverty.
Mm.
Wa fitla re Milton ke 50,000 ke nya ka banyana ba 3. And na ko ena I need that money.
And otseba maji ba otseba meditse 2-3 mo round home.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it works. Hook me up. Let's put it in that English that we normally use.
Hook me up. Yeah, and tell le banyana ba 3 for weekend. And I will give you 15,000.
Yo.
Like, oh, 15,000.
I could have just did it for a case of beer.
Yeah, like I don't
15, bro.
I don't even have that 15,000. So you will end up having a relationship with this traffickers, rocket, right? Guys, it means each and every week. Every weekend, I'll bring you 3 girls or 4 girls. It means that in a month, I have something like 60K or 70K. So that's why I'm saying, these people, they know what they are doing.
Yes.
And by checking, if you are desperate for money, you end up engaging into these things. Like, poverty.
Yes.
Peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They compete a lot.
Yes.
We love them. Same to me. I hate to see one of my own wearing. She's doing this thing of prostitution or exactly drugs or something like that.
You remind me of something.
But you know what? Because already, ukasi boli mutualing or incurring mna noya or sabereka because of what? Of the drugs. And wabon or a karatiana. Got this thing here, prostitution. She's making a lot of money. And some of them, adults or not, we are able to support our families.
Mm-hmm.
If you check this thing here, TikTok, they talk on TikTok.
Oh Lord.
Banyana wako like go hill bro leona mosa
ni my 10 year old is in that thing.
Yes.
That's how small they start.
Yes.
And yeah, anyway.
Like we're talking of what technology leona it's influencing them to do what to engage into those things. Like yes. Human trafficking yes. And for them to be what to be trafficked because of what that lifestyle yari social media influencers.
Mm.
Okay, right. These people, they're living large, they're having nice time, they're going to Dubai and stuff. We know what Dubai is.
Yes.
It's all about.
Oh.
So, they get entertained and then they start doing what? You know, I'm beautiful. I can do this and that.
You know what my mother used to say? She says, when you start doing something wrong, you start far away because the conscience says, I'm doing something wrong.
Yes.
But once you start doing it, and again, you become a bit relaxed to say, gipete lentole.
It becomes normal.
Gipete. Yeah. You know, but now, let's put some more of buiti dikwalo to it, Rabuti. And, you know, by the way, if you have just joined us, I'm with Buti Kolwane and also Nikwamba Nabo Milton Mutenga. We are talking trafficking in persons. Mm-hmm. And some of the results, you know, you come to Horehonale forced labor. You know, we see our Zimbabwean brothers and sisters working for all those farms. You know, everybody would spray it. I normally like giving people lifts along the way, and we will conversate, and you realize that he's from here. Was bu was a peri, but you like, why are you not going to schools? Like, nangas khonea skolo mo South Africa, and you start learning that. All right, that's forced labor, by
indeed,
the way,
yeah.
Because that is exactly what does not give your father an adequate. I got you. An adequate salary in the agricultural sector because somebody who does not actually is directly involved in forced labor is owning a farm that Milton is talking about arrangements, you know, about guy 15,000, I'll organize something for you. I believe most of our farmers are not coming up with that when it comes to forced labor. Child soldiers. You know, these things might be far-fetched, like they happen in Liberia, they happen in Nigeria, they happen in Sierra Leone. Let me tell you, in here, we had some faction of our nation training their little kids to be ready for us so that we start insinuating hate. I'm not going to say names, but we know very well how those things, you learn a gun, you learn all those things, but you are learning to kill after all. So, organ harvesting, something I was telling you about Brazil, one of the biggest things in South America where you will be trafficked just for your kidneys, just for your heart. And that's why I'm saying, they don't qualify for that ones. They are not healthy, those ones. They're not healthy. But in Brazil, almost every kid is an aspirant soccer player. So one of the things is they keep themselves clean, but clean enough to be trafficked into Europe to supply a big market of rich people who's got these weird illnesses, and the solution is to get it from somebody else. You know, heart transplants, liver transplants, all those kind of. We're putting this into it. But before we get into the papers, Ntate Kolwane, let's get to speak to Mkhonazi. Mkhonazi was phone la SA Richards Bay. Sabona Mkhonazi?
Unjani bethu.
Siyaphila kunjani baba?
Ngikhona bethu. Ngizokukhuluma nge-human trafficking.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yenzeka kakhulu. Kodwa ke ngiblame u-government nomnyango wa DSD sometimes ngenxa yokuthi ke ihanga indlala yayibanga leyo nto.
Yes.
Most of the time imphakathi ekhona lapha eSouth Africa uzothola ukuthi ilidwa abantu abancane abana 18 years uthola ukuthi bashona nabazala
even younger than that. Mkhonazi, don't you agree? Even younger than that.
Yes, even younger than the SSI created. Yeah, when you talk about the things you're going to talk about, maybe I work DSP, but to police, I look good. So now I'm a man.
Before you go, Mkhonazi, I think one of them, Milton, do you want to make any follow-up with him or anything that before I let him go? You all go.
Okay. Yeah, I think in response, yes,
All right, maybe I should just let you go. I thought maybe there could be a follow-up question, but let me let him go so that he gets to listen. Thank you very much, Bamkona.
We'll respond. Yes.
Okay.
Gabo. All right. Then the response.
I think in response, yes, DSD finally ngenelele kodwa. You know, to each and every person who is in need of a grant, unfortunately, if they don't report, to find them can be a challenge. But I mean, SDSD, we have, you know, other ways of ensuring that people can reach us. In fact, the introduction of gender-based violence command.
Somebody might not know what you mean when you say other ways.
Okay,
Two. I know you're thinking many.
Yes,
just pick two.
Okay, let's say go to the nearest DSD office and as a neighbor, if you see like Ucho Mkhonazi ukuthi if DSD ngenelele, I think you can also assist, kids by ensuring that you link them up with the Department of Social Development.
And he's also highlighting in Toyoguti, we're running short of our counselors.
Yeah.
Simply because our South African people are not so comfortable with speaking to strangers.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah.
That's one of the, because I'm speaking to your point of saying, next door neighbor, umfundis, a principal, but sometimes
NGOs, CBOs in communities.
That NGO that you are undermining, Milton, I'm sure you got that experience. There'll be some house somewhere there, it's written Siyasizala and stuff, and they find out it's Milton who's working there. Just because they went to school with Milton, Sevenzala thing, that's low class and stuff.
You know, with our people out there, they tend to undermine abantu.
Yes.
That's why in most cases, I'm saying Mr. Mkhonazi is wrong or what.
Yes, yes.
There are services in many communities, but people they choose to undermine those services. And next thing, each and everything is brought back to what? To government or DSD.
We blame government even.
Let me give an example.
Yeah.
You know, I worked in a community called Carltonville. We started. Carltonville Home and Community Based Care. Initially, in Elihuri, it was taking care of terminally ill patients.
Yes.
But later on, we introduced orphan care. You know, I always tell my friends, I'm very, very proud because that's one organization, Elihuri, it took care of orphaned children. Often children who turned out to become citizens in this country. Mm. So we can do it, I think, as members of communities. Yeah. We can start off organizations and really contribute to development of our society.
Just getting there and getting a bit emotional because my brother works around that space and he works in the mines. You know how much mines in that area invest in social development?
Yeah. Yes.
They do.
I worked
there. You work there and you know very well they got good medical aids. They got all these things. Mm. I mean, counseling at the highest level of psychological, rehabilitation, for lack of a better word.
there is so much out there. I mean, Khonali Engwe in Harangua, where I stay, it ended up being closed because the ladies also had to find a better job somewhere and want to feel, you know, a sense of reputation, because there is no turnaround for who gets in, who goes out, simply because the community is not. I mean, who wants to go and test for HIV from somebody who say, yo, otlo bua ka nna go strateng? You know what I'm saying.
That's the mentality of people. That's why in most cases they end up not getting the services because of what? I feel like officing Yaruna social development, Ukra melting. But just because you undermine a melting, we feel like saying, ah, what's wrong? Nkasi two second nicks.
All right.
Hence getting in most cases, if you can check, but we rather blaming government.
Yes.
For the things that they know or not, they must do them on their own. If Mutu Amuzor, some more apply for grant, for disability grant, foster care grant, Unyakoruena, Umwe Mael. And that's not possible.
It's not possible.
You know, I always encourage people, guys, especially men, gender-based violence. We provide counseling over the phone.
Yes.
I always encourage my friends. Even when we go out campaigning, when we are talking to people, I always encourage one, like, guys, don't bottle things up.
Yes.
Because the day that you will take them out, it will be a bomb. You will explode. Many men, they are going through depression right now because of what? Of bottling things inside.
Mental pressure.
Yes. As one, we are not taking care of what? Of our mental health. Because of what? Ngachivendopi, mtozo muna urela chikwamani.
Most definitely.
And let me tell you something. The more we tell ourselves that thing, the more we are killing ourselves inside.
Yes.
Instead of you crying.
Munna lelan thing.
Yeah.
It is never a solution. Tigers don't cry.
It's never a solution. I always encourage Banagar, guys, phone corona and remain anonymous. If ever we are go police station, Uri, you are going to report Tawang, Musari, Unkavileka Chipa, or Unshapil, if you go police station, my police about say, don't hesitate to take Libizola police alone. We will call the police station, Rotor, Wella police station. They will open a case, like it or not. If they are not opening a case, Constable Kulwane or Constable Chabalala or whatsoever, sergeant or warrant office, we have the right, we have contacts at Brigadier, the whole South Africa.
I am glad station
commander. We are able to call those people, rather not one of your warrant officers, Abatlo Tusa, our clients. Even Libasari, sometimes when they arrive at police station, my police are not over there, or barring, go and fix those things.
And
sometimes my police are not like this thing here. Maybe now, give what too much, like GBV and the body protection order. My police are not like social workers in most cases.
Yes.
I feel like instead of arresting Mr. Kulwane, but no, I don't know what I'm. What if Mr. Kulwane, what are you going to say tomorrow as warrant officer Chabalala or Stoll?
Yes.
Instead of you arresting Mr. Kulwane and remove him from what? From that house, or Meole Liba and Babe safe, you start doing what? Counseling. That's what is happening in most cases. And we tend to, as Van or Basari, really not go police station, but don't judge just because of what? And all those things.
It is true.
But they end up blaming what government for things that in Oyako police station, Corona, our calls are free. You can call us at 12 o'clock, it's 24/7. We link you with the police station. You give us the address or phone like a police station. They come to your place where the incident is happening and do their job. If you are not happy with what they have done, Runa, we are able to call back a police station. Runa, Pela Mutu Ole Uras, she's not safe. Because of what? You failed to arrest what? You didn't arrest the perpetrator or the offender.
Yes.
So my victim is not feeling safe. Kindly, please, go and do your job, then we will get along.
All right. Hold right there, Milton. In fact, you raised a very important point that we spoke about. Many of our listeners at this point in time know that we did speak to the Independent Police Investigative Directorate in the past 2 weeks. Mm. We also spoke around the Civilian Secretariat of Police. Mm. And Milton is not just saying go complain by the police. We did talk about those, and you know the implications to say, if you don't get joy over there, we did make a good program that had people who actually spoke to us a lot about, including Lega Palapala, how the police are going to be charged for that, they're going to be investigated and all those. So it means even your staff will be investigated. Okay, we're going to get into the WhatsApp voice note, but in the meantime, you know, we're talking about this as an organized crime, and maybe let's just look into the roles that are into this organized crime thing. And, you know, your clientele, the spotters, you know, all those recruiters, the buyers, the pimps. I think Milton mentioned all these names that I'm saying right now. But I think that, Tekulan, if we get into, we left with just under 5 minutes. In answering whatever the voice note is saying, let's also give a perspective of how organized is this crime and who's part of this organization. All right, let's get to hear that, Gav.
Molweni studio. Igama lam ndingu Mona Vesilanda. Ndilapha ePort St. John's, Eastern Cape. Omumbuzo endifuna ukuqonda kuba mhlawumbi bobuphi ubungozi bokuspreada ingakumbi xa kukhona i-human trafficking apha kumakhasi wonxibelelwano.
What are the dangers?
Ndibuza kuba kwiiveki ezimbini ezidlulileyo kwindawo efana nale yasePort St. John's kuke kwaxhwilwa abantwana abathathu, that is 3 boys and a girl. Now umntu obebone loo moto ibiqhila ihamba ngendlela uthe ngokhangela wacingela into yokokuba yeye NPO ethile ebeyibiza ngegama, ndicela ungayikhankanyi apha emoyeni. Emveni koko oko kusurrounda kumakhasi wanxibelelwano i-voice note ethi kukho abantwana besikolo abathathu abaxhwiliweyo ikhampani ethile eyibiza ngegama, only to find that kwi-later stage no, le NPO ebeyibiza akuyiyo.
False NPO, Ntate Kulwane, has been facilitating. Now, it speaks directly to what I'm saying. There's an organizer of this thing. There's a spotter. Now, that NPO happens to be a spotter on the spot.
Indeed, yes. Yeah.
And what's your take?
Yeah, no, thanks.
This guy is saying quite... Port St. John's, by the way, it's almost the border of Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. Okay. And it happens to be one of those tourism destinations, which is quite very easy and very dark, for that matter.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. No, siyabulela, put Monabisi. It is indeed the organized crime, and as Milton ebetheta, I was just thinking, but the act itself somehow criminalized, you know, all these activities, which means if you recruit umuntu and knowing ukuba apha zawuphelela khona la mntu uzawuba exploited, you are also going to be charged. If transport ngeyakho imola imoto wherever, if you keep this person, harbor this person, so then, yes, we spoke about ama pimps and the like. Those are other people that are involved. So what happens here, it's many people are involved. In fact, before the act, the only people that would maybe face the criminal justice process could be mhlambe umuntu exploitayo at the end. But now the act made sure by ukusukela ecaleni, where from the recruitment through the whole process. Like, let's say, for instance, kona Eastern Cape, ukuthwala kwabantwana who are under age.
Yes.
Yeah, if they are married lobola negotiated, the people that participated, even their own parents or adults, whoever, or malume, or tatumkulu, if they have negotiated, they've committed a crime in terms of this act. So, It is indeed organized crime, and all these people that are involved can be prosecuted.
We've spoken about foreign nationals, Milton, and what I know is that in East Asia, there is this exotic love for young boys. Malaysia, Singapore, the Chinese. We even see movies where people, the transporter does not even care if these people can breathe. You know, they pack them like sardines in there. Whatever survives out of that. Because at that time, when I say whatever, it's how they are treated.
Indeed.
It's not whoever.
Mm-hmm.
It is whatever at that time. Because the whole point of getting them is for them to be used as something, not as someone. So our foreign nationals does not end with Nigerians, Zimbabweans, and all these other African people, because it looks like we're painting them all in a bad sense. But let's not be politically correct. These are the truths of our lives. Chinese are involved. Singapore, Indian people are involved. I'm talking east of our world now, where our young boys are also innocent victims. You come from school, you're 12 years old, you're playing with your boys. I mean, Milton, Brabuti, we always know we grew up as boys going to play somewhere outside the yard at that time. Today, you just have to be okay with a vegetable that sits on the sofa and keeps on coveting his smartphone simply because the kid cannot have an activity out there. If he has to have an activity, you have to be there. And look where we are. And what happens? So let's talk the broader world. I know Brazil, I know. But now, in South Africa, are we having, in your research, and this will be our last talk about it, and are we having any problems of having trafficking that goes towards the east, according to your knowledge? How big is our organized trafficking?
In Mzansi, I haven't heard of such things.
Kempton Park.
But you know what I've heard? There are guys who are stranded for money.
Yes.
Well,
that's out of choice, probably.
Yes. Maybe with this thing of unemployment, poverty and stuff.
Yes, yes.
They end up like we have the sugar mom and sugar daddies. You know, they end up like, I remember I once had someone arguing that Yena, he sleeps with women because he wants money.
There's one who sleeps with both.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
He's from Durban.
Yes.
And he was open to say,
yeah,
Bo, na mina, mina in lap.
Yeah. Because of what he wants, money.
Mm.
I know few guys who are doing that, but indirectly so, they're like, okay, Bo, na, they're enjoying life.
Yeah.
So it means that woman, if she wants service, she will call him, regardless of you're not worried, hey, I'm tired, this and that. Pella, you know, I'm from Kokai Kai. No, you must come. I need your services today. Some of them, they were like, maybe the whole weekend they can make something like 4,000 to 5,000 Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
So it means not, you must be strong enough for that. What if maybe during the week we were somewhere? So, but like trafficking outside, I haven't heard about it, that one.
We will check. I will check. We will check the statistics with regards to the police records, because I know Kempton Park has been touted as one of those where there was a story about a Chinese couple that got somebody into a sexual act with a dog. And I'll leave it right there. Okay. But as Refelelita Ombuti,
I could say, trafficking to the east, it is happening, but we don't know of many cases. I know of women from Thailand coming into South Africa because we have, we've accommodated them in our shelters.
What if also you find all those?
So we do. We've had such cases from the
far. Somebody might be laughing at me saying, "What if also we find all those?" Tina, we are the eyes and the ears of these communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to you as well, as a listener as well. And gentlemen, you will agree that 1 hour is too little to actually get into the depth of this. And I would really love that during that week of the 1st to the 8th, let's get to also get into the gist of the matters. Because today, as you can see, we are trying much to put an abstract that is very understandable. Is there anything that, as the DSD, you are doing that you can tell us quickly about the Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, what's going to happen next week, we will be go the Bosman taxi rank.
Okay.
Yeah. We.
That's a long distance taxi rank in Kwa, Pretoria.
In Pretoria, yes. Yeah, we are partnering Santaco. Santaco, they have the Santaco Women's Desk. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're partnering with them. And we hope, we would be able to get the queue marshals, you know, to at least gain understanding. But the commuters, Libona, the information will be shared with them. So originally our gazebo is there, talking about trafficking in persons. And also trying to explain, you know, what is it that we are talking about, Hariri, you know, use and abuse of technology.
Yes.
Because then young people, you know, technologies, and as I said, it's unfortunately
and
being
when
used.
Is this? Yes. The whole week?
The whole week, starting from Monday up until Friday.
All right. Yeah. Talking about transporters, there's also Santiago, there's also NTA. We wonder who is the transporter in this organized crime, because I see something here saying transporter. And the first thing that came was that you go into Bosman. And I'm like, are you talking to transporters? What kind? Of course, you're talking to transporters, but what kind of transporters? Taxi industry is one of the biggest people mover in our land, and we appreciate them for that. Let's appreciate them more, because they are human beings. Abo baba betu, abo malume betu, kotwa. If they start transporting our kids, who's a feel?
Yeah.
I'm telling you that. Any last word, Milton? You see Fenki, how he's looking at me? It's like Puman Buffet.
This guy wants to knock off.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to work. Ne? Right now, when I leave here, I'm going to work. I'm going to the office. I'll
7 days a week, 24/7.
Yeah, 24/7. We don't have holiday with our center.
Bigger
so I will say to stadium. People out there, ne? If you want to us to assist you, or you want to report human trafficking, don't hesitate to call our number, which is 0800-428-428. It's a toll-free number. You can call us wherever you are in South Africa. You can use whatever the language that you want to use.
Of course.
Like I'm saying, I speak all these South African languages.
Mm.
So, bangafona nga Tshivenda, Tswana, Tshipedi, Tshizulu, Tshikhoza, yona. So, if ever you don't want to call, you can use our USSD number, *120*7867#. Or you can do Skype for... you can Skype us, Libweli Runa, and report the case, or you can send us an SMS help to 31531, or you can send us a website called www.gbv.org.za. Mm. We are available 24/7. So I'm encouraging people out there. There are not like telling that this thing is happening, but people are not aware of this thing.
We'll be talking about potential red flags for human trafficking and red flags for parents and all those things. And it's always very unfortunate. And we never finish on time when it comes to these kind of topics. We never, ever, because it gets to the heart. Because I got a girl child. I got a small 12-year-old. I got a 10-year-old. And every time I start speaking like this, I start putting them in my picture. And I don't really feel comfortable.
Not at all.
Tate Kolani, thank you so much. Bomutenga, thank you so very much. Raleboha Kimosoto Stone, thank you to Fenki Matimela. Thank you to Gavin Sedler. Aborekwa, and goodbye.
Thank you, Tate. Raleboha.